Blackstone Audio and Buck 50 Productions present The Womanizers by Dwayne S. Joseph. This book is read by Mishy LaChapelle.
Mike, smooth operator. My cell phone was ringing. No doubt it was Mia looking for my ass. I was supposed to be at the grocery store getting a few things before the anticipated snowstorm came. The trip should have taken me about 40 minutes, tops. It was now going on an hour and a half. If I were my wife, I'd be looking for my ass, too. But I can't take the blame for my lateness. Let's look at the facts, shall we? I didn't tell the 5'9", darker version of Tyra Banks cashier who I've been flirting with for the past week to give me an erotic glare, lick her full lips in a way that let me know it was on, and then slip me a pre-prepared note saying that she would be off in 10 minutes and that she wouldn't mind a ride. With the word ride surrounded by quotation marks. Those are the facts, and nothing but the facts. Now, having said all of that, do you really think I could have gone home right away after that? I mean, what kind of man would I have been to leave a woman stranded? A fool, that's what kind. And I'm certainly not that. So after making sure that she reached her desired destination, I moved back up to the front seat of my Durango, dropped old girl off, and headed back home. I didn't mean to take so long, but Tyra's twin insisted on thanking me deeply before the ride began. Again, I didn't want to be rude, so I sat back and accepted her slow adoration. You see, I was being a stand-up cat, a respectful guy. I should not be chastised for my acts of chivalry. I laughed at that last thought and then answered my cell. Hey, baby, I said evenly. Mike, my wife said with agitation running rampant in her tone. Where are you? I'm sorry, baby, there was drama down here. Two guys tried to rip off an elderly couple. Unfortunately for them, though, I happened to be walking out of the grocery store when it all happened. I ended up chasing them around Owen Brown before I caught them. Mia sighed. Can't you just ever be off duty, Mike? You don't have to be super cop all the time. Baby, would you rather that I just let them get away with what they did? No, but it would be nice if we could spend some quality time together. I swear I feel like I'm last on the list sometimes. Come on, Mia. You know you're not last. No, I don't, Mike. If you're not at work doing double time and you're not at the gym, then you're out with Ahmad and Matt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?